What if you have like had a service issue or there's a reason? It's not that they're thinking these things in their perception that you've actually screwed up or you've made somebody look bad. So how would you, I mean, it's not like it seems like you're mad at me because we made you look bad. It's like we really made you look bad. So how do
Just like
you kind
that.
of
Just like that. Because if it's the elephant in the room is you screwed up. So you're gonna think, you're gonna say, you feel like we screwed up. It happened. We made a mistake. You apologize in there. But whatever you want to do is don't live in denial land, because if you try to deny it and they know it's true, you're done with them. So instead of trying to say it doesn't exist or put fluff around it, you want to go ahead and throw it out there. Even not even you feel, but maybe, I know you realize we screwed up. I know you realize that this should have happened and it didn't happen that way, it happened this way. I mean, whatever negative thing you need to put out there, because, and we'll get to this a little bit more on the next slide, but whatever negative thing is happening, if the other side realize that you're aware of it, that's going to get you brownie points, because you're not trying to hide it. You're not trying to say, we may have messed up, but we're not going to say that because maybe they won't realize it. Well, don't be crazy. They realize it. They know it from the very beginning. So if you try to hide it, it's just going to make you look bad, and you're never going to get tactical empathy that way. And you're never going to get beyond bargaining that way, because they're going to fight you every step of the way for the price because you screwed up before. So you want to put it out there. Okay. Make sense?
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, anything else, Troy, before we?